Gentlemen, our trustees will soon be meeting, and I must bring to them report of the session. First of all, they will be interested in our financial report. Let us ask our treasurer how our accounts stand for the year.
In spite of drastic reductions in interest rates from the endowment, we have paid all salaries promptly, met all our bills, and paid $37,000 on our building debt. Our books indicate a small cash balance with which to make repairs and replacements this summer.
We are grateful to God and His people for this good report. Mr. McKinney, how much have we received from the Cooperative Program and the Baptist 100,000 Club?
From the Cooperative Program, $43,000. From the 100,000 Club, more than $29,000.
Mr. Sampson, how much has our endowment in the hands of the Financial Board yielded us?
A little more than $59,000 this last year.
No institution was ever more blessed than is the seminary in the men who handle its endowment. The Financial Board and the Exec Committee are thoroughly competent. Money for endowment is turned over to the Financial Board for investment, and not a penny of the principal can be spent for operating expenses. Mr. Sampson, tell us something of the care with which these funds are invested.
The five members of the Financial Board are the trustees who have to do with investments, and they meet for 2 hours or more every week to study the bond market and our securities with a view to safeguarding the seminary's investments. Our bonds are selected with great care after searching investigation. We try to make investments that will yield as good income as possible, consistent with safety to the principal, for the principal must be preserved.
At least once a year, the bonds in our strong box are counted in the presence of the auditors, the Financial Board, and three other trustees appointed by the General Board. The strong box is never opened unless three members of the board and a trust officer are present. Brethren, we must impress upon the trustees and the entire denomination our great need for additional endowment. God is calling young men to the Christian ministry, and He's calling on us to prepare them for their work. Dr. Hugh Peterson here is our student counselor and registrar. How many students did we enroll last year?
Dr. Sampi, the enrollment for the past session numbered 473 men who came to the seminary from 31 different states, including every state in the Southern Baptist Convention, and from 8 foreign countries.
This is by far the largest enrollment in the 81 years of the history of the seminary. It takes money to equip these men for their high calling. Look at this stack of applications already in our hands. It looks as if 500 men will be clamoring for admission next session. Who will take the responsibility for closing the door in their faces? Never did the world need more than now their witness and ministry.
Dr. Sampson, what is your plan for securing additional aid?
A very simple one, sir. $15 a month will furnish table board for a student. We want to find 250 friends who will agree to guarantee a student 3 meals a day for the 8 months of the session. Surely this appeal will touch the hearts of many men and women who will rejoice in the privilege of making such an investment. Brother Allen, you are our superintendent of buildings and grounds. Tell us what it costs for a student to attend the seminary.
Well, it costs an enormous amount of work in the classes. We furnish room and board for single students in Mullins Hall at $1 a day. It costs the married students living in one of our economy apartments just about twice this amount. Our men work hard and deserve all the help they get.
Gentlemen, as your treasurer, I am greatly concerned to have our endowment increased. We must have more regular income. Dr. Sampson, tell us about your plans for building up the seminary's endowment.
I have suggested that we endow the seminary in units of 5. Let gifts start with $500 and multiples of $500, with the sky as the limit. Seek five kinds of gifts. First, bequests and wills. This is our most fertile field. Second, estate notes payable at death. This guarantees that one's wishes will be carried out after death. Third, annuities at 3 or 4%. Fourth, life insurance payable to the seminary. Fifth, cash gifts of any amount. We need at least $5 million endowment in bonds. Let us seek to get it in hand by 1959, the centennial of the seminary. We have only 19 years left and must get busy at once. If the world can spend untold billions for war, should not Southern Baptists endow their schools with millions?
I move that this report and this challenge be taken to our trustees and through them to our Baptist people everywhere.